A Second Chance, Chapter 10 of Sniper and Hacker by Amethystina. The first thing on Cougar's mind once he regains consciousness is Jensen. He breathes through the pain, confused and disoriented, not sure how he's still alive, but none of that is important. He has to find Jensen. That's the only thing that matters, the only clear thought inside his head. Cougar fought so hard to make sure that Jensen got off that oil rig, and he desperately wants to know if he managed to save him. No. He needs to know. He needs to know that Jensen is safe. The problem is that Jensen knows how to disappear when he wants to. Cougar might be good at tracking, but finding Jensen when he tries his best to hide is easier said than done. Many underestimate Jensen, even Cougar sometimes, but when it comes to this, Cougar knows it won't be easy. He has to wait 2 months before he's even well enough to try. By then, he's high-strung and impatient, full of purpose and anxious energy, desperate to find whatever trail Jensen might have left behind. Cougar searches for weeks, and when he finally does find what he's looking for, he almost wishes he hadn't. Following a trail of recently vacated hotel rooms, some so recent he can almost feel the crackling energy of Jensen's presence in the air, with their smashed mirrors and empty bottles reeking of grief and despair, isn't Cougar's idea of a good time. In one, he finds the remains of an obliterated laptop, wires and pieces of plastic scattered everywhere, torn apart with such fury that Cougar can barely breathe. Seeing it makes his heart ache, because he knows what that kind of destruction means. He can tell Jensen is spiraling, even from afar. He thinks he sees Jensen out on the street at one point, just a glimpse of blonde hair and the flare of a pair of glasses catching the sunlight, but he's gone before Cougar can find him. Or maybe he was never there to begin with. Sometimes Cougar feels like he's chasing a ghost, even if he's supposed to be the one who died. He can only find traces of Jensen, fading imprints and reflections that seem a mere shadow of the best friend he knows so well. And the more time that passes, the more desperate Cougar gets. When he eventually manages to catch up with Jensen in a rundown hotel in Hong Kong, he doesn't get the reaction he expects. There are no happy exclamations at seeing Cougar, not even angry ones. Jensen just looks at him, indifferent almost, and tilts his head to the side. "I didn't even feel it," Jensen murmurs quietly as if talking to himself. "Felt what?" Cougar has to ask. "The bullet," Jensen replies, as if that should be obvious. The casual nod towards Jensen's firearm lying on the rickety bedside table makes Cougar's insides freeze. But Jensen smiles, an aching, cracked imitation of his usual smile. "I'm glad it worked, though. I always hoped it would." Jensen clears his throat, but it doesn't quite remove the hoarseness. It sounds as if he hasn't spoken in days, maybe even weeks. And that's so wrong, Cougar doesn't even know what to feel. "I'm glad I got to see you again. It seemed drastic, you know. And I can't quite remember doing it, but maybe that's normal?" Jensen frowns. "Do you remember when you died?" Cougar can't breathe. He's looking at his best friend, but sees nothing but a shadow. He knows Jensen is in there somewhere. Cougar refuses to believe otherwise, but this is his fault. He did this by making Jensen live without him, by sending Jensen away, even though they could have left together. But Cougar just hadn't been able to bear the thought of losing Jensen to have him stay and die alongside with him. Cougar would rather see Jensen live, to know that what he holds most dear is still alive and well out there in the world, even if Cougar's not there with him. But that didn't work. Jensen obviously can't live without Cougar, just like Cougar wouldn't know how to live without Jensen. He should have seen this coming. Cougar moves. He wraps his arms around Jensen, with just as much desperation as when they thought Roke had killed him. That had been Cougar's fault, too. Why is it always his fault? He tried to save Jensen, but only manages to make things worse. But it's not too late. Cougar refuses to believe that it is.
You're not dead.
Cougar can feel the thrum of Jensen's heartbeat, his breaths, and the warmth of his skin.
And neither am I.
Jensen doesn't seem to believe him, but that's fine. Cougar will convince him, no matter how long it takes. They have time. They're both alive. That's what matters. They have a second chance. Cougar saved Jensen in New Jerusalem, and he can do it again. He will do it again. There's nothing he won't do for Jensen.
The end.